In the thick of the battle, Arun was asked to bail out. His tank had been attacked more than once and it was on fire. Arun chose not to listen to that command. I met Brigadier Hoshyar Singh. I survived because your brother died.
Hello and welcome to the Josh Talks podcast, where we speak to inspiring individuals across India. I'm your host, Siddhant Nag. And today we're speaking to Mukesh Khetrapal, the brother of Paramveer Chakra awardee 2nd Lieutenant Arun Khetrapal, who made a supreme sacrifice at the age of 21 years on the battlefield of the India-Pakistan 1971 war. Hello Mukesh, welcome to the Josh Talks podcast. We often speak about careers and the choices that we make in choosing our path and purpose. What was it like at home for you and Arun? How did your parents approach the subject of careers?
There was a particularly favorite story which my grandfather would repeat again and again. He must have been about 5 or 6 years old when my grandfather would tell us the story, and more often than not, we would go to bed listening to that story of his. We are third generation from the armed forces. My grandfather was in the army. My father was a brigadier. And of course, Arun joined the armed forces. It's a different matter that actually my father wanted that I should be joining the armed forces, and my brother, since he was more intelligent than I, would become an engineer. Because my father was from the Corps of Engineers. So in those days, parents decided that one son would join the army and the other would become the engineer. And it was determined that I was the person who joined the armed forces and my brother would be the engineer. Fate, however, decided otherwise. Now, why did this happen? Actually, right from very childhood, Arun was very, very keen to join the armed forces. I remember that quite often, like any Fauji family, you know, the father's uniform would get pressed and be ready for wear for the next day. And should my father happen to go out that evening, both my brother and I would take great pleasure in wearing his peak cap, in wearing his dress, in carrying his soti. And of course, by the time my father came back, you can realize what the condition of his uniform was. And we would pretend to be fast asleep.
Second Lieutenant Arun Khetrapal is talked about with great reverence for his valor on the battlefield. The parade ground at NDA is named Khetrapal Ground after him, and one of the main gates at IMA bears his name. But given how closely you knew him, can you throw some light on his character and personality?
This particular story is about when we were living in Shillong, and Shillong gets very cold, and on one such holiday, my father came and visited us. And since he had been away for a few months, so typically he took us out into the market, and of course, you know, we went on a shopping spree. So my father bought us two beautiful soft wool pullovers, cashmere pullovers. They were expensive. But then I suppose my father had to do a payback since he was away for a long time, you know, to give us this little gift. So sure enough, next morning, when he went to school, although it was not part of the uniform, we put on our pullovers. It was a cold day. And we went to school, you know, because we were so happy and proud about wearing this beautiful pullover. In the evening, when I came back, we came back home, I had my pullover, but Arun was not wearing his pullover. So my mother turned around and asked Arun, "Ki Arun, wo papa ne sweater aapko khareed ke diya, uska kya hua?" So Arun said, "Oh, mama, I've left it in school and I'll bring it back tomorrow." And of course, my mother gave him a earful, saying that you don't know the value of money, your father is such an expensive pullover, and you left it in school. Please remember to bring it back tomorrow. He said, no, Mama, definitely I'll bring it back tomorrow. So sure enough, next morning before going to school, my mother reminded Arun, Arun, don't forget to bring the pullover. So, no, Mama, I'll bring it. Came back in the evening, and the pullover was still not there. So my mom asked Arun, Arun, I told you in the morning, where is the pullover? Said, oh, Mama, I forgot. So the same sequence happened. He got a earful in the morning. Next morning, he was reminded again. He went back to school and came back in the evening, and the pullover was missing. So by now, my mother realized that, that pullover is gone. And of course, Arun didn't hear the last of it, because for quite some time, my mother kept telling him, how irresponsible he was. The story was forgotten. Now, let me come back, because many years later, I happened to be studying in IIT Delhi. Because I became the engineer, I told you. My father wanted me to join the armed forces, but, tables turned. In engineering college, there is a small dhaba just outside the college gate. I went to the dhaba on an evening soon after the 71 war had happened. By now, of course, Arun's name had appeared in the papers, and he had been nominated for getting the Paramveer Chakra. We were sitting around this dhaba, little table and some charpai there, and my friends were asking me, since it was all in the news, that what happened, So I was narrating to them the story about what happened in battle and how Arun died and the sequence of events that transpired. Standing in a corner, the dhaba owner was listening very carefully to what we were talking. And I went to the counter to pay my share of the bill, and the dhaba owner turned around and said, Hisab, hum aapse paise nahi lenge. So I said, bhaiya kyon? Aapko to hum dhaba chala rahe hain, main payment kar raha hoon. He says, nahi, aapke bhai sahab Arun Kejriwal the. He turned around and told me, ki, I know your brother. Main aapke bhai sahab ko pehchanta hoon aur janta hoon. Main bachpan mein unse mila hoon. Now this got very curious, and I said, how would a dhaba owner sitting in Delhi know my brother? I said, aap kya kya rahe ho? He says, he turned around and he asked me, ki aap kabhi Shillong mein rehte the? I said, haan. Aap St. Edmund School mein padhte the? Haan. Now this was getting more and more curious. So I said, aapko ye sab kaise pata hai? He says, kyunki मेरे पिताजी सेंट एडमंड स्कूल में काम करते थे, वहां के पियोन थे, और एक दिन बहुत सर्दी पड़ रही थी, मैं बीमार था और मैं रो रहा था, और एक लड़का आया और उसने मेरी हालत को देखते हुए उसने एक मुझे स्वेटर भेंट करी. इट वॉज दैट वेरी सेम स्वेटर दैट माई mother used to give a earful to my brother day in, day out for a long time.
If you like what you're hearing and you'd like to hear more inspiring talks like this, then don't forget to click the follow button and the bell icon next to it. Now, let's continue. As you mentioned, your father wanted Arun to study engineering, but eventually he became what he dreamt of, an officer in the Indian Army. How did Arun persuade your parents, and how did they react?
My father was posted in Mathura, and he was sent to Delhi to attend coaching classes to get into IIT. So my brother studied for the IIT entrance exam. And guess what? He was intelligent. So he got admission to IIT. He got the admission card saying that you're selected. We were all very happy. My father was, you know, his dream had come true. His son had joined IIT, and IIT was such a prestigious institute as it is today. And we said, oh, well done, Arun, great job. You know, I mean, you know, we're so proud of you. My father said, yeah, my son's going to become, you know, become an engineer joining IIT. But what had happened was that when my brother was preparing for the IIT, as a fallback arrangement, my father had suggested that NDA ka bhi exam de dena. Kahin, you know, aap IIT mein nahi qualify hue, to at least, you know, NDA mein to aap aai jaoge. Now, sure enough, he'd given the NDA exam. And the NDA result, 10 days later, came out. And of course, I mean, Arun had got selected for NDA. Now, Arun didn't know, or he knew, but he didn't know how to tell his father that I don't want to join IIT. I want to go to the NDA. So, I mean, you know how an army father is. So, he broached the subject to my mother. He says, Mama, Papa ko bolo ki main IIT nahi, NDA jana chahta hu. So, my mother looked at her and says, kya bol rahe ho? Ab, pata nahi aap kya bol rahe ho? Papa ka dream hai ki aap engineer banenge. Aap kya nahi banna? Nahi, nahi, main nahi bolungi. So next day, again he told, Mama, bolo to sahi, I don't want to join IIT. Bola na aapko. My mother turned around and told my father, ki Madan, Arun keh raha hai, ki wo IIT nahi, NDA mein jana cha raha hai. So my father, you know, dropped his spoon and looked at Arun piercingly and said, kya? Kya bol raha? Papa, mujhe NDA jana hai. So my father was furious. He says, kya bevkoofi ki baat kar rahe ho? NDA to Mukesh jayega. Tum to IIT mein aa gaye ho. Aapko IIT jana hai. Aapko pata bhi hai kya kya bol rahe hain? Ye sab bevkoofi ki baat hai. Chodo. My father completely, you know, kind of said, no. Can't. Arun was not going to give up. Because next evening, everything was quiet on the dining table. Nobody was talking. Because of the tension, my father had a particular view and Arun was, you know, unhappy. My mother didn't know what to support the father or the son. And I was watchful. Kya ho raha hai? Conversation every evening was the same. Finally, after several days, my father turned around and he saw that his son was determined to join NDA. He says, beta, tumko jo karna karo, I will not come in your way. You know, you don't want to join IIT? Aapki marzi. I think you make a mistake, but then it's your call. So Arun was delighted. His father had said yes. So he was very sure and said, I'm going to NDA. At this point in time, of course, my father looked at me and said, ab tumko IIT mein jane gaye. I said, hey Bhagwan, I have a big problem. He joined the NDA at the age of 16. Between 16 and 19, because it's a 3-year thing in NDA, I saw Arun turn from a boy to a young man. He was, I believe, the squadron cadet captain, you know, which is the captain. NDA has got various kind of houses of sorts. He was from the Foxtrot Squadron, and he became the squadron cadet captain of Foxtrot Squadron, kind of captain of that squadron, you know, where you've got people from first term, second term. It's a 6-term course, you know, each term is six months.
Thank you for sharing Arun's story with us. He's truly an inspiration for all of us. As we conclude, could you please elaborate on what actually happened in the Battle of Basantar?
I was getting ready to go there, And his commanding officer called Arun and said, "Ki Arun, I'm sorry, but since you haven't completed your YO's course, you will not be able to go to the front. You stay at the back and you support us from the back." Now, Arun was completely shattered when Colonel Hanu told him that. He actually fought with him, he pleaded with him. He came back, and there was an adjutant there, Major Ajay, later on General Ajay Singh, and he poured his heart out to Major Ajay. Colonel Sahab said, "You know, tell Colonel Hanut, you can't do this. Sir, aap baat to kariye, mujhe jana hi jana hai." So Major Ajay, you know, seeing the agony that Arun was going through, went back to Colonel Hanut and said, "Ki Colonel Sahab, inko, you know, Arun is pleading again and again. Sir, can we do something?" So Colonel Hanut turned around and said, Major, what are you saying? He hasn't done his YO's course. He's not kind of trained. How can he go?" So Major Ajay suggested to Colonel Hanut, "Sir, aisa hai ki hum yahan pe test kar lete hain. Agar pass ho jayega, then then he can go forward, na?" So Colonel Hanut looked at Major Ajay and said, "Acha, theek hai, but I will take the test." "Sir," he said, "Haan, sir, certainly." He came back and told Arun, "Your test is going to happen in the next 48 hours. If you pass, you will go. If you aren't, I'm sorry, you can't do anything for you." I'm told Arun spent those 48 hours living and sleeping in that tank. The test was conducted. Arun passed off with all the kind of difficult, you know, tasks that he was asked to do. And now Colonel Hanut had no option but to say yes to Arun. 3-4 days earlier, this test happened, by which time the tank regiment had started moving to the front area. We were in Delhi. Now, these days you can see the battle actually happening, but it happens on your, you know, television set. In those days, the media coverage wasn't that great. We knew that there was a big armor-to-armor battle that was going to happen. Radio Ceylon was reporting it. By lunchtime, ceasefire was declared. So we heaved a sigh of relief. Thank God, the war's over. Arun wapas aayega. Of course, we didn't know what had happened. But we came to know only on the 21st morning, when the Dakia came in the morning and he pressed the bell. 8 o'clock in the morning, my mother went outside. She was handed this telegram. And the telegram just said, "Second Lieutenant Arun Kejriwal."
Thank you for tuning in today. Don't forget to click the follow button and the bell icon to keep up with Josh. You could also click the 3 dots and then the share button to send a dose of inspiration and Josh to your friends and family. We hope that today's episode encourages you to take action and achieve your goals, and we'll see you in the next episode of the Josh Talks podcast with me, Siddhant Nag.